As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meat Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, and I just went out to inspect the Traeger grills. It's my duty. Chinese barbecue pork and jasmine rice to the main stage. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Although, I did look at the sauce that is on the barbecue pork, and it's pink. I think it glows in the dark.
Neon.
Yeah. I think if all the lights were shut off here in the man cave, that would still illuminate. Looks good. And from what I'm told, Tyler says it tastes good, and it's the Traeger recipe of the week. We'll talk to Jeff Passan from the Mothership. We'll talk to him about the trade deadline coming up on Tuesday, the likelihood that Juan Soto will be dealt, and Shohei Ohtani. Is he on the table to be traded for? Are they taking calls on Shohei Ohtani? Are they returning calls, more importantly, on Shohei Ohtani? He'll join us coming up. Please say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for joining us. Download the app, and you can watch for free. Our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country, as we number nearly 400 cities around America. Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, and we'll come up with a poll question final hour. More phone calls as well, so we make way for the decorated ESPN senior baseball insider, Jeff Passan, who joins us on the program. If you have to go, just say, I got to go, and then you hang up. I know you're busy, okay?
You know what? I think that's a good way to approach this. Okay. I'm not sure that I'm going to have to go, but I appreciate the app.
All right. Juan Soto, the likelihood he will be dealt before Tuesday is what, in your opinion?
80-20. And I want to focus first on that 20. That 20 depends on Mike Rizzo, the Washington Nationals general manager. If he continues to stick with the ask that he has put out to teams up until this point, I'm not sure Juan Soto's going anywhere, because he's been asking for 125% of Juan Soto's value. He's been asking for 5-6 players from teams, and not just 5 or 6 like guys. No, like 5 or 6 tippy top prospects from every organization he's been talking to. And so if the ask remains at that, then I'm not sure Juan Soto's going anywhere for now. But if he comes down a little bit, I think the San Diego Padres could jump. I think the Los Angeles Dodgers could jump. I think the St. Louis Cardinals could still be in the mix, though that depends on their pursuit of starting pitching. Same goes for the Seattle Mariners. But the Padres and Dodgers at this point seem like the likeliest landing spots for him.
And if you look at what you have to give up and then what you have to pay, I mean, that it's hard to check the box on both of those to say we have what you want and then we also have what he wants as well. And
right. Yep.
Has the Mike Trout contract, will it affect these longer term contracts, do you think, as we move forward?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Not going to scare anybody.
No, I was having this discussion with someone earlier this week who said to me the Mike Trout contract is underwater. I'm like, the Mike Trout contract is not underwater at all. I think if you went – now, granted, we need to see how he comes back from this back injury. But every indication that I've gotten talking with people is that the initial report from the trainer was a little bit overblown. Trout himself said that later on that day. And that the concerns of something long-term really hampering him – are not particularly high, but this is a rotational sport, Dan, and this is a back injury, and you have to rotate around your spine for literally every important thing that you do. So back injuries in baseball can be particularly difficult for guys to come back from. We saw it with Don Mattingly. We saw it with David Wright. I hope to heavens that we do not see the same with Mike Trout, because, you know, Barry Bonds accepted it's the most amazing player I've seen in my nearly two decades covering baseball now. But the notion that long-term big money contracts might be going, no. It's more dependent on the market and the desire for these elite types of players than it is on whether big contracts in the past have succeeded or failed. You're going to have successes. You're going to have failures. That doesn't take away your desire to have the best talent on your team.
What's the market for Shohei Ohtani?
Everyone. I mean, let's put it this way. If I told you, Dan, that you could go and get Max Scherzer and Matt Olson, and it's the same person, what would you say to that? Nah, hard pass. No, of course you're going to want him. What's the ability for teams to go get him? Well, that's dependent on two things. Number one, the talent level in your organization. I'd say probably half the teams in baseball have the types of players that the Angels would want to get back in any prospective Shohei Ohtani deal. But number two is the appetite for actually going and moving a true, and this word gets thrown around, no, Shohei Ohtani is a true generational talent.
And global.
And the idea, yes, and global. And unlike anyone, any of us watching, listening, alive have ever seen. I mean, Ohtani is doing things even better than Babe Ruth. Like, that's the crazy part of this whole thing. You know, he came over here and it was like, well, are we going to see Babe? No, we're going to see actually better than Babe Ruth in terms of his ability to do both at the same time.
Okay, but why would the Angels have him available or at least be listening?
They're listening because you should listen on everyone to see if somebody does such a asinine godfather offer that you'd be dumb to say no to it. Like, they're listening as a matter of course, I think. They're listening, perhaps, for information. A lot of the trade talks this time of year, you know, you read, I don't do this because I don't think talks are a reportable thing, because if you're not talking with your cohorts, then you stink at your job. But a lot of these talks are nothing more than exploratory, trying to pick up on a cue somewhere where maybe you get a sense that a team doesn't like a player quite as much as you do. And then at the GM meetings or the winter meetings a few months down the road, you can go back and say, hey, what about this guy in a different type of deal? So I think it's more informational at this point, and hopeful perhaps that they get an offer that they at least can take to their owner. But I don't think Artie Moreno, honestly, right now has any desire or intention to trade Shohei Ohtani. The one guillotine that is hanging over the entire proceeding is this. The Angels don't look like they're necessarily going to be very good next year, Dan. And Shohei Ohtani is a free agent after the 2023 season. So if you were to move him now, it would make a whole hell of a lot of sense, because the return is going to be a lot greater for, you know, a year and a half than it might be if you trade him at the deadline next year.
If you were Shohei Ohtani's agent, are you arguing negotiating for two players' salaries?
Yes. Yeah, you're negotiating for the biggest average annual value salary in baseball history.
So you're looking at $50 million more?
Yes. Yes. That's, to me, that's the floor. I mean, we listen, Dan, we laughed. Damian Lillard, I believe, just signed a 2-year, $120-something million extension. I understand the NBA is a different game than Major League Baseball, but Shohei Ohtani is a different player than the other 1,229 in the rest of the league.
Okay, I give you Juan Soto for 5 years, Shohei Ohtani for 5 years, same price.
Oh, goodness. That's a good one. I'm probably going Ohtani, just because the upside for having dominant talent on both sides of the game is there. But I'm questioning myself instantaneously, because I don't know how I can pass up on Juan Soto's ages 24 through 28 seasons. Like, this is a guy who I believe, by the time it's all said and done, is going to be one of the 10 best hitters in Major League Baseball history. Like, that's how fond I am of Juan Soto's offensive approach to the game and all of his skills. So, God, that is quite the question, Dan Patrick. And I might actually end up writing a story asking that same question now, because I gotta think a lot more about this. That's one of those where you get on the spot and you're like, oh, that host is just a terrible person for asking that.
Or you could say, you know, a source asked me this question. You don't have to use my name. You can edit me out, okay, if you need to. Thanks for joining us as always, Jeff.
All right, I'm gonna go check my phone right now.
Yeah,
we're good.
Okay. That's Jeff Passan, ESPN Senior Baseball Insider. I can't trade Shohei Ohtani. Like, first of all, does he want to leave? He picked the Angels. But you may not get anything. At what point do you start negotiations for an extension? I would take Ohtani for the next 5 years than Juan Soto. I got a hitter and a pitcher. I mean, I have the most unique athlete in all of sports right now. Juan Soto, wonderful player. I mean, you know, people tried to tell me Manny Machado was this great player. I'm like, okay. For the Orioles, maybe, but Shohei Ohtani. I got to keep him. But what do you get in return, and does that actually make your team better? That's the key. Yeah, Paul.
The Angels are such a frustrating franchise, though. I can't imagine him and his agent wanting to stay there. I know they pay, which is the one thing they always do. They overpay. But in the 2021 draft, the Angels drafted
all their pitchers. Yeah, just pitchers.
That is irresponsible as a franchise to draft 20 pitchers. I don't care what the metrics.
Well, they might get like three out of there, four out of there. Right. I don't know. I mean,
how's their minor league hitting department going when they skip a year?
This just in, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers confirmed that center Ryan Jensen will miss significant time. They don't know the severity of the injury. But that was Coach Todd Bowles who gave the update. A couple of phone calls in here. Bill in Florida. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP Show. This is actually Licorice.
Licorice to the main stage. Yeah. I've never heard Licorice to the main stage.
Hey, you know, I'm getting ready to place my bet for NFL Comeback Player of the Year. I need your help. It's going to be between two Saints. Is it going to be Jameis or Michael Thomas? Second question, how do you feel about Dennis Allen stepping into Sean Payton's big shoes?
Oh, boy. Good luck with that. This all hinges on Jameis. If he steps up, then you could have a really good season. But I don't know what's happening with Alvin Kamara with the incident that he had in Vegas. What's he going to get suspended? Michael Thomas is back. Can he reclaim what he once was? And I don't know. But he certainly sounded like he was in great spirits coming back. Brad in Kansas. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Dan?
Great.
6'3", 230.
Yeah.
My son and I have a huge bet, $20, of the British Open winner. He took all the LIV Tour members, and I took all of the PGA members. And we're letting you be the final decision here.
Mm.
Cameron Smith won. He's with neither in way I see it, but he was still officially PGA. I wonder if you'd settle that bet for us.
Well, he hasn't joined LIV Tour yet, correct?
That's what I said.
Yeah, so until he does, then you're a winner.
Oh, great. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, after all, this is high stakes. It's $20. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, Cameron Smith was absolutely a member of the PGA Tour when he competed in the Open Championship.
Absolutely.
Tell your son to eat it.
Yeah, eat it, son. Zach in Reno. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind?
Morning, DP.
Hi, Zach.
6'3", 200. All right. I've got a pie in the face bet. It could be subjective, but I think that Trey Lance is going to have a better season than Russell Wilson.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Touchdowns, wins.
Okay, so January 8th is the end of the season, and we can judge it then.
All right.
But touchdown to interception ratio, win-loss record, passer rating, and I wouldn't mind having a judge, maybe even a judge in the room there.
A judge in the room?
Yeah. So it could be you. You could choose on this. One of the Danettes could choose.
Well, Paulie wants a piece of you,
I'll take touchdown interceptions for a pie, sure.
Okay.
So let's do touchdowns and interceptions for a pie.
Touchdown and interception ratio and quarterback quarterback rating? What are you talking about?
We can do passer rating.
I'll take Russell Wilson's touchdown interceptions. He takes Trey Lance's touchdown interceptions. That's my bet.
Okay. Do you want a piece of that, Zach?
I do.
Okay. All right. That's how easy it is. If you do take part in our pie to the face, you get a pie slam a jamma t-shirt here. You know, Mario is supposed to keep track of all of our bets because we make them and then I forget them. Thank you, Steve. All right, we'll take a break. We'll check in with somebody who was at the Arizona Cardinals Kyler Murray press conference yesterday. Why no questions there? It basically just kind of came in 5 minutes and then he was out. More phone calls coming up as well. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. I love when I got this opportunity to talk to these people about helping you, passing it on to you. If you own a business, we know it's been a bumpy ride. Pandemic, inflation. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. So it's not a loan, no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? You start by going to getrefunds.com. And when you go there, click on the Qualify Me button, and then you answer a few questions. So no charge up front. They do all the work. They simply share a percentage of the cash that you get. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPPs, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This family takes turns turning heads. Brains, beauty, and athleticism, all they need now is for you to take them a test drive off the lot. Mercedes-Benz, family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. I have been talking about Shohei Ohtani, got no run support for his second straight start. He struck out 11. The Angels lost to the Rangers 2-0. He has at least 10 strikeouts in his last six starts. That matches the longest such streak since Gerrit Cole had 9 in 2019.
Start of the day, 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 start of the day.
Spent a lot of time, maybe too much time, talking about Kyler Murray and now the fallout. And then he had the unscheduled press conference. I don't know if it was a press conference. The press was there, but they couldn't ask any questions. Bob McManaman was there, the senior sports writer for the Arizona Republic. They give you a reason why you weren't allowed to ask questions yesterday, Bob?
They didn't say you couldn't, Dan. It's just that I think I was the first one to ask, and Kyler wasn't having it. He eventually did take football only questions.
Okay.
And you know how those go.
If I gave you one question, what would be that question you would ask Kyler?
I think it was the one I asked. Why, you know, is your anger, you know, pointed in the wrong direction? Shouldn't you be mad at the team that they included it in your contract and you signed off on it? Are you mad at your agent for letting that get that far? Are you mad at yourself? Where's your anger? I think your anger is a little misdirected. And I asked him, I said, all right, why aren't you mad at the team? I'm not going to talk about the contract. So eventually he said it was laughable and a joke. But I think the joke was on him. It's also now on the Cardinals, right? They removed the clause. I mean, they're the ones that look like the bigger buffoons in this whole silly story, in my opinion.
Who benefited by leaking this? Like, what would be the game plan or end game?
I don't think it was leaked, man. I mean, the way these contracts work, they go into the NFL portal.
Okay.
And guys in the NFL network have pretty much first dibs. You can peruse through all those contracts. That's how the big details get leaked. But they're not leaked. They have access to those things. A lot of reporters also have access to it elsewhere. And it wasn't like a plant. It was reporters doing their job. You know, everybody wants to know what details are in there in terms of bonuses and guarantees. And that, wow, wait, look at this. And wait, there's a baseball clause. Good. Okay. What else? Can't ride dirt bikes or whatever it is, you know. So I don't think it was leaked, but I know Kyler's pretty pissed. But I think he talked to us yesterday knowing it already had been removed, which is bizarre to me.
Because the problem still exists, I'm guessing, Bob, that he needs to study more. This was something that was kind of a, I'm not going to say an unkept secret, but it was there that his commitment to football, that, you know, I didn't know to this detail, but as far as covering this team, how prominent was this possibility or this story or this, you know, that Kyler's game plan of what he does each week?
I don't think anyone on the team or who covers it or who knows him especially would question his work ethic, Dan. It's more study time on your own from what the team gives you on your Microsoft tablets. Are you actually watching everything that we're giving you to provide you with the best information we can to help yourself read defenses better, get a better handle on how Aaron Donald's going to come after you, what tells, you know, that there are that you can avoid getting killed by Aaron Donald and the like. And I think that was the problem specifically. It wasn't about his work ethic, which is Kyler was a little misguided in that, too. I think he was saying that everyone and their brother is questioning his work ethic and how can I accomplish all these wonderful things, you know, that being what they are, if I don't have a good – nobody's questioning your work ethic, fella. It's just that there's a – it's known that maybe you're not the best film studier in terms of hours of preparation that way, and it wouldn't have been in there if it wasn't an issue, and he wouldn't have signed off on it. If he didn't agree that, okay, I can live with this for $230.5 million, I think you and I could too.
Who's under more pressure this year, Kyler or Cliff Kingsbury?
I think Kyler's agent. I mean, that's a big cut of money, and he could be cutting you loose. I don't think that'll happen. I think they slogged through a lot of animosity and negativity, and Kyler threw his agent under the bus a little bit at his initial news conference, but... Yeah, you know, I'll tell you this, Dan. Kyler and Cliff both got 5-year extensions, all right? Kyler's going to be through 2028, though, so I'm guessing the pressure's more on Kingsbury. Usually get rid of the coach before you get rid of the quarterback, but in this case, they locked Steve Keim, the GM, and the head coach up through 2027. I don't think anybody's really on the hot seat, but they're both under pressure.
Do we know why Larry Fitzgerald decided to walk away when he did?
Well, I was having a nice, pleasant text exchange with him not so long ago, last year. And he never said he was retired. He says, I'm not retired. I'm going to come back next year, meaning this year. And I think at that point he had had enough because he said, I just need my space. Please give me my space. So I backed up and I haven't texted him yet, but I think he was involved and wrapped up in the minority ownership of the Suns, to be quite frankly, in their run. And then when it ended, I don't know. I think that void is really paramount in his life now. He's such a competitive guy. I think he walked away too early. There was always an opening on this team. They could have used him last year when DeAndre Hopkins went down. I was praying that that would happen just to see him back on the field and what he can do. For the fans in this stadium where I'm at right now, they go nuts every time he does anything. And they needed that energy they were missing when Hopkins was gone. I don't know why it didn't happen, but he's gone. He's not playing football again. But we'll see him with a gold jacket eventually. There's no doubt about that.
Is he still – if he came back, he's under contract with Arizona?
That's a good point. No, he's a free agent. He's unrestricted free agent. He can sign with anybody he wants.
Why wouldn't he sign with Brady?
Right, or when Bruce was still there. They got along tremendously. He loves Tom Brady. It's one of his best friends in the whole wide world. But, you know, it was maybe they reached out to him before they signed Julio. I don't know. But, I mean, Julio, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, you can't go wrong with either one of those cats.
Your job's easy, isn't it? You got stuff that just right there in your lap, Bob.
Never worked a day in my life. You know? I'm stealing.
What do you think happens?
There's no clause in it. I don't have a contract.
I'm not questioning your work ethic. What do you think happens today at Cardinals camp?
You know, Rodney Hudson's here. He's going to talk to the media. So we're going to ask him about why he had showing up for off-season workouts. I guess he was contemplating retirement. We'll see how true that is. Yeah, our columnist is coming out. Ken Summers doing another Kyler column. So the story's not going to go away, man. It's just, it's not. And when we go on the road and every press conference he has, somebody's going to have to say something. And if there's a visiting writer from out of town, or, you know, it's never going to end.
Good. Well, have fun.
I hope this goes away now. I do hope it goes away because, you know, football is, it's time to get back to training camp, you know.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate your time. Play nice today.
You're welcome.
All right. That's Bob McManaman, the senior sports writer for the Arizona Republic, covers the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL. Kyler can always say, hey, I've already addressed that. Now, the reporters can say, we didn't get to ask you questions, but I would want to talk to the GM, Steve Keim, and just say, you know, help me understand this, that you put it in there. They agreed to it. Did Kyler know it was in there? And give me the reasons or reason why it was in there. And you can't say, well, there aren't any, because there are. This was one of those behind the scenes whispers with if he was truly dedicated to football. Like, he was all in. Now, I'm not saying Peyton Manning all in obsessed or Tom Brady, but how immersed are you? How important is it? Because you can have so much God-given ability that you show up and that's good enough. But then you get to a point where you show up and it's not going to be good enough. And it just feels like you have this head start on just about every other quarterback in the NFL. If you look at athleticism, two sports star, and now you just apply the other stuff that makes the other quarterbacks so great who don't have anywhere near your talent. If you do that, it's like Michael Jordan could have shown up in the NBA and just said, I'm here. And he did when he first started. He just scored. And then he was challenged. Do you want to be the greatest player of all time? And then you start to put in even more work. He became obsessed. He worked out. He added to his game. There's a lot of guys who can jump. But what he did to make himself a greater basketball player, that's the key. So that's the guy who has all the ability in the world. And knew that he needed to have more. And that should be where, and I would use two examples for Kyler. Jordan had all of this athleticism, still needed to learn how to play the game, play it differently, low post moves, not just going in and dunking on people, being the smartest guy on the floor. And the other player that I would point out is Michael Vick, because Michael Vick is the close comparison to Kyler Murray. Incredible athleticism. But Michael Vick's own words 10 years ago, if I had put in more time, I might have a Super Bowl ring. You don't get do-overs. Take advantage of it. And that would be the emphasis that I would place on him. We as a team have to make you better. We as a team. That's the key. But I want to know, I got to ask the GM, why is it in there? I'm going to guess he knows why. And why was it taken out? Is mission accomplished by the Cardinals? Put it in, maybe we humbled you a little bit, embarrassed you a little bit. Maybe now you know that you got to put in the time. Maybe. I don't know. I would ask my agent, how did it get in there? Why did we agree to this? Because you can't say it's a joke and you feel disrespected if you knew it was in there. My first call would be to my agent. How did it get in there? Now, he might say, look, I didn't know that this was going to get out. And I thought, we don't want to walk away from $230 million. And I thought, you know what? We can get by this. And maybe that's their logic. They can get by it. But I would ask the GM, why was it in there? From your perspective, just help me understand. We just signed up for $230 million here. We signed up for 5 years. We're here. We're in it together. Let's make this better, not have this fester. Because this one feels like it could simmer there for a while. And that would be the biggest concern I would have with all of this. Let's see. Jeff in South Carolina. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dan. First, I got to run you under the bus a little for the Shohei Ohtani Juan Soto stuff. I would definitely take Soto at his age. And then, secondly, have a plan to face bet. I think DK is going to get at least 14 touchdowns this year.
14 touchdowns. DraftKings has the over-under 6.5. Who wants the bet with Jeff in South Carolina? DK Metcalf has 14 touchdowns? Is that what you're saying, Bob? Or Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, so 14 touchdowns. Yes, Paul?
I don't want to bet, but it is funny that all of us here think that Drew Locke, if he was a starter, would have fewer than 19 touchdowns, and DK Metcalf's going to catch 14 of those under 19.
Todd, do you want a piece of Jeff's bet?
I do. Let's go for it.
All right. All right. Look at Todd.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, you got a bet. Fritzy's going the under there. DraftKings has DK Metcalf over under 6.5 receiving touchdowns. Did you bet against your own bet?
Yeah, I think I kind of did.
Because
did that.
You need DK Metcalf to do well to win your Drew Lock
and
bet.
And I have Drew Lock getting at least 19 touchdown passes, and Mike Florio is saying he's probably not even starting week one. Great.
Oh, you're a treasure. Over under 66 catches, DK Metcalf. Just throwing that out there as well. Let's see. Rick in Florida. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Good morning, Rick.
And good morning to the front row and the back row. And I want to also give out a special shout-out to my fellow former letter carrier brethren, Seton O'Connor. Much love to you, Seton. DP, you were talking about possible trading partners.
Yeah.
I want to throw in my Yankees in the hat for Shohei Ohtani. And here's my reasoning and what I'm willing to give up. Number one media market, short porch in right field, and to have the second Babe Ruth in their history. I am willing, and call me generous, call me a terrible general manager. You got the judge extension coming up.
Oh.
I would be willing to throw in either Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton, or you know what, DP, call me generous. I'll throw in both of them, get that walking chandelier and his big contract out so I could give Ohtani 10 years, $600 million. And I'll throw in Joey Gallo and his 150 batting average.
Well, thank you, Rick. I don't think they want Joey Gallo. The Yankees don't want Joey Gallo. Wow. I don't want Giancarlo Stanton. But could you imagine Shohei Ohtani at Yankee Stadium? You know, but when he hits a home run, it doesn't matter what stadium he's in. And a shout-out to the former mail carrier, Seton O'Connor, who was a mailman. How long were you a mailman for?
Not very long.
Is that by your choice?
You know what? I left. I was a letter carrier just before I moved to Connecticut. So then that's when I got into radio.
Do you know that I found this out when I went back to my hometown a couple of weeks ago during our vacation? My father used to do the lines on telephone poles. So his first job out of the military, he would get up on telephone poles. I don't know if they still do that. Don't they have the cranes or lifts or something? But he used to climb up and do the wiring for a lumberjack.
Yeah, you see that they have those like little handles that you use as stairs on the side?
Yeah.
Heck
but,
no.
So he used to do the wiring up there. Yes, Tom.
So he'd actually climb it like he's climbing a tree as opposed to just some kind of machine that moves you up?
Yeah, now you see they have those, what are those baskets that they have that they lift him up? You know, have a truck and then you have a basket on the front of it. But I was like, my brother told me this. I'm like, hey, you climb up telephone poles? He said, yeah, he used to be, what are those guys called? Are they called telephone pole workers? Telephone pole repairman?
He's a good pole man.
A lot of pole talk today.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Let's take a break. Oh, I see Tyler is out there, and he is cutting up the Chinese barbecue pork as we speak. How about we take a break? If you're watching on Peacock, you'll see this coming off the Traeger grills. Ooh, he's got, that looks pretty good. That with Jasmine Rice to the main stage, that's coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Close up shop on this Friday. A little Arcade Fire. I'm going to send this out to Marvin. Came in, fit in, done a great job. Marvin? That is mean-spirited. Here I am giving you a compliment. And if you're watching on Peacock, what did Weeks, our cameraman, do? He focused on your hands. Now, I had nothing to do with that. That's the big German and Eric Weeks, the cameraman, who focused on your small hands. Yes.
I was getting verklempt. I was like, man, thank you, DP, for those kind words.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I look up at the monitor, and I go, oh, those look like Marvin's hands.
Weeks gets it. He gets the show. That's the way the show works. You get a compliment on one hand, the other one's smacking you in the face.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, that might be my best of the weekend on Monday, showing Marvin's minuscule hands as he gets a huge compliment.
They're not that small. They're just not that big. You know.
I was going to go somewhere about Tata Delicious, but I'll leave it alone.
But for the room, your hands are small.
Correct.
You made Seton's year. When we did the reveal, we did this based off of Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett at Pitt and his hand size, and that was going to be a big deal, going to affect his draft status. And Ray, picture day, Ray goes, why don't we measure everybody's hands so we could see where our hands are in relationship to Kenny Pickett? So everybody's going around the room. Everybody did it. And we did it, and nobody knew what the results were. And then all of a sudden, we got the results. And it was like, and the smallest hands in the room go to... And Seton thought it was going to be Seton.
Of course it's going to be me.
Yes. Because Seton has, you know, size 9 shoes. Is that right?
Yeah. Me and Wayne Gretzky. Same shoe size.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, when the announcement was, and the smallest hands in the room were Marvin.
Yes! Yes! It's one of the greatest days on the show I've ever had.
Yeah. Seton calls up his wife, honey, I don't have the smallest hands anymore. Marvin has smaller hands. And that's when I knew that you could handle being a Danette, because I thought, here's your moment. You had that, and then you got a pie to the face. And I thought, all right, come on in. And in all sincerity, you've done an unbelievable job. So Marvin's first job was just helping with cables around here when we're building this man cave. He wasn't going to be part of the show. He was just here to help with the build out. And then all of a sudden, we're like, well, you know, we could have Marvin. What was your first job here? Was it answering phone calls?
So actually, you were right. It was helping with the build. Then I was, what they call it, utility, basically the guy behind the camera guy, making sure the cables don't get messed up. And then moved over at experience at the mothership, answering phones and editing audio. And then here I am. Look, we did it.
Yeah, we did. You did it. You did it. But Seton had the suggestion, and, you know, because when Seton was on the road, when we did our road trip with the Mercedes Sprinter van, and then he was like, well, why don't we have Marvin sit in? And then we realized that, you know, we were looking to replace McLovin, and I didn't know who to bring in. And then Seton's like, well, what about Marvin? And then we didn't realize, because we knew your sense of humor, we just didn't know, were you able to run the equipment like Seton has? So Seton's been great in helping you. A long-winded way, a long way of saying that you've done a great job. And you know, it's not like you're leaving the program.
It sounds like he's getting ready to leave. You're giving his eulogy.
No.
What are you about to train Ray to come sit?
No. So Jim Rome called me. No, sir. Yeah, I'm playing.
Hey, I would tell you to go. If somebody calls, then you want to go, then I would tell you to go.
No, I'm not like McLovin.
Wow.
Shots.
Wow. No, McLovin made the right decision for him and his family. I mean, he 12 years... 13 years, he drove an hour and a half. He drove 3 hours every day. Hour and a half up, hour and a half back. Never complained. So when he said, hey, this is better for me and my family, I'm like, go get him.
I wouldn't say never complain. Maybe not complain to you.
He didn't complain
to me.
He complained
like a madman on this side of the line. To me every day. Every day. Even weekends he complained. But to you, not a lot. Oh, I thought we were being honest.
Well, yeah, we can be. Yeah.
That's fun.
Riley in California. Hi, Riley. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Hi, Riley.
5'11", 190. Hey, man, I'm calling. My dad's 78th birthday is today, and I just wanted to give a shout-out. We've been fans forever, all the way back to Dibble, and just wanted to say it's been awesome because we're both carpenters. Some days get rough out there. You know, it's hot. A lot of stuff you don't want to do all the time, and you guys – you get us through those first 3 hours, and then after that, everything is pretty cake. But
and what's your dad's name, Riley?
His same name as mine. It's Riley.
All right. Well, Riley, happy birthday. Stay on hold. I want to get your address, and we'll send some T-shirts out to you and your father, Riley.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Riley and his dad, Riley. You probably would have hung up on him, Marvin.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Accidentally, of course. Todd, what'd you learn on today's program?
Tom Cruise is 60 and Liam Neeson 70. How about that? They're holding up pretty well.
And Seton O'Connor.
Jeff Patson's very busy.
Yes, he is. But he stayed with us as long as he could. Marv?
Rick Stroud said Jimmy G was not on the Bucks list.
I know. Even if Brady had gone to the Dolphins. Paulie?
Big compliment, small hands.
We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways, and we strive to reach our financial goals. We can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stifel Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE. Make sure you go to DP Show, danpatrick.com. All the great stuff that we have there, some new T-shirts. Have a great weekend, safe weekend. We look forward to talking to you on Monday. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, BRGs.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.